Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: الصبر صبران، صبر على ما تكره وصبر عما تحب.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Patience is of two kinds, patience over what pains you, and patience against what you covet."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, when we are talking about the universal persona of the divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, of course, we find that His Eminence, the first Imam, was a living miracle of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And of course, as we find in the universal persona of the Commander of the Believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, his whole life was this embodiment of the teachings of the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It's interesting, but even in the sources of the Ahl al-Sunnah brothers, we find that Sunni scholars such as Ahmad ibn Hanbal have also spoken about the merits of the persona and the being of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Commander of the Believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam. In one such quote, we find that Ahmad ibn Hanbal quotes Dhar ibn Habish,
And in this beautiful tradition, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "By Allah, the Messenger of Allah informed me of the Divine Covenant, to the effect that hypocrisy is the sign of enmity with Ali, and faith is the sign of love for Ali. Hence, no one is the enemy of Ali unless they are a hypocrite, and no one loves Ali unless they are a believer." Now, we have said in some of our programs that this making of Imam Ali alayhi salam by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a means or a measure or a gauge between being a believer, a mu'min, and being a hypocrite, a munafiq. Now, of course, this means that one who is a believer, of course, will have love for Imam Ali alayhi salam. But this love, of course, entails action. So when an individual truly loves somebody, of course, they act according to the commands and the requests of that individual that they love. But on the other hand, we will find that if one is an enemy to Imam Ali alayhi salam, then of course that individual is an enemy to the being of Imam Ali, to the teachings of Imam Ali, of course to the behaviors and the manners and the morals of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And of course an enemy of the morals and the behaviors and the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is in fact an enemy to the teachings and the persona and the being of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And so this beautiful persona, this truly universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, which must be followed, which must be loved, which must be admired, which must be taken as a role model and as an ideal, of course shows whether one is a hypocrite or whether one has true iman and is a true believer. A profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. One of the examples of how he treated non-Muslims, a person by the name of Ash-Shu'bi says once, Amir al-Mu'minin found that an armor that he had lost while he was traveling to Siffin, he found it with a Christian in Kufa. Remember, he's Khalifat al-Muslimin, he's head of the Muslim empire of the time. So he goes to him and he says, you know, this is mine. And he says, no, this belongs to me. So Ali says, okay, let's go to the judge. Qazi Shuray, who was appointed by Amir al-Mu'minin, well, he was appointed in the previous administration, but Amir al-Mu'minin maintained him in his position with certain conditions. And so Amir al-Mu'minin takes this Christian subject of his own empire, and he is the, you know, ruler of the time, to the judge. وَجَلَسَ إِلَى جَانِبِهِ He goes to the Qazi and he sits beside this Christian. And then basically he told the judge, and this is where we see that he didn't say, Qazi, that because I am Khalifat al-Muslimin, I am the head of the state here, give me a special seat. maybe you sit here, I'll sit there. No, he was the judge, and Ali had gone there as a claimant with this person against whom he had the complaint. So he's sitting with him. And so he says, هذه درعي. هذه درعي, this is my armor. And the Christian says, ما هي إلا درعي, this is mine. Can you imagine saying to the ruler of the time, especially when there were no human rights tribunals, nothing about minorities and this and that, saying this is mine? Where the ruler is claiming this is mine? But one point here very interesting is that although this person was a Christian, lived among Muslims, all collectively in the Eastern society, when the language is there, it has some beauty which we lose in the West. He says in his claim, in his response to the Qazi, he says, this is mine, this is surely mine. وَلَمْ يُكَذِّبْ عَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ He says, I'm claiming this is mine, and I'm not saying that he is a liar. Look at the adab. Sometimes you can disagree with someone without insulting the person. Learn from this Christian that he is making a claim. They say, this is mine. When you say this is mine and Ali is saying this is mine, by implication you are na'uzu billah saying that he is lying. So you want to make your claim, but you do not want that, you know, level of lying be applied on him. So he says, this is mine. And I'm not saying that he is lying. Maybe he's, you know, he made a mistake in identifying the item. And this is something we have to learn when we talk about, even if we have differences among ourselves, be polite. Give this positive, you know, side of the judgment to the opponent, even though you disagree with that person in that matter. The judge appointed by Ali says to Ali, Alaka bayyina? Do you have a proof or a witness to say this is yours? And Amir al-Mu'mineen qala la, wa huwa yadhak. And Ali was smiling. He said, no, I don't have any evidence. No receipt from the, you know, buyer or any documentation on this issue. And so the judge says then, you know, you Nasrani, you go, this is yours. And they left the court. The Christian took the armor, and after moving away a few steps, the conscience comes in, hits in. He turns back and goes to Amir al-Mu'minin and he says, Ashhadu anna hadhihi ahkamul anbiya. I bear testimony that what I saw today are the rulings brought by the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Amir al-Mu'mineen, قَدَّمَنِي إِلَىٰ قَاضِيهِ وَقَاضِيهِ يَقْضَى عَلَيْهِ He says, the chief of the believers takes me to a judge who is appointed by him, and the judge rules against him. This is where we see the sense of justice, and this is where he says, you know, this is definitely coming from the ahkam of the anbiya. ثُمَّ أَسْلَمَا He became a Muslim there. It wasn't an issue of this armor that Ali was looking for. He became a Muslim. اعترف بأن الدرع سقطت من علي عند مصيره إلى صفين. And he confessed that this was an armor which fell down from Ali's horse in his journey towards Siffin, and I picked it up later on. So even he knew this was, you know, Ali's property. ففرح علي عليه السلام بإسلامه. Imam became very pleased with his Islam, gave him the armor, plus, as a bonus, a horse with it. And this fellow became a companion of Amir al-Mu'mineen and fought alongside him against the Khawarij and became one of the Shuhada in the way of Islam and in the way of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.